Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Maraming dahilan kung bakit pinipili ng isang tao na lumipat sa ibang lugar o bansa. Maaring para sa mas magandang oportunidad, mas maayos na kinabukasan, pagduklas sa sarili, o paghahanap ng makakasama sa habang buhay. Para sa ating mga panauhin ngayong umaga, pag-ibig ang nagtulak sa kanila na tawirin ang mahigit 15,000 kilometro ng distansya upang tuldukan ang kanilang long-distance relationship at sa wakas ay magsama na ng tuluyan. Kilalanin natin ang kanilang kwento, ang America-born and raised photographer at career coach na si Robs-Pierre Dornagon at ang Filipino-Australian registered nurse na si Guinevere Gonzalez mula sa Brisbane, Queensland.
Robs, you traveled far, thousands of miles to be with the love of your life, si Gwen. At syempre, tell us about your journey to Australia from America.
Yeah, I always tell people that meet me and knowing that I'm from New York City, they always have this expression of almost like, why?
Yeah.
Why did you come to Australia? Well, aren't you from the greatest city in the world? And yes, shout out to New York City, the greatest city in the world. Shout out to the Knicks. They are now NBA world champions. But I will say that love is the reason I came here. It's the only force of nature that could get me to move 10,000 miles away. I don't know what that is in kilometers, but 10,000 miles away from home. And to be quite honest with you, Annalyn, it's always been a dream of mine to live overseas. I know I'm born and raised in a city where people from all over the world want to move to.
Yes.
And I've always had dreams of actually moving away from the city. I think it's always been a part of me. I've always aspired to be like others who have lived in other countries. I've always been inspired by people who travel a lot. And I think I've always thought of myself as someone that wants to be in that same boat, that same line of people that get to have a story somewhere else. And of course, yeah, meeting Guinevere was the reason that kind of the genesis of this opportunity. And so, yeah, I could not have imagined that my life would have taken me this far. I guess, you know, it all kind of fell into place with this, our relationship and seeing kind of the future for ourselves. And when we were talking and kind of deciding on where we would finally close that distance and close that gap, I was like, babe, I want to go to Australia. I gotta go be with you there. Like, I think that really spoke to me, that called out to me. And now I'm here, and I couldn't have imagined that in my life ever, like, truly. And it's such a blessing.
Ang haba ng hair mo, Gwen.
Yes.
Ang layo ng tinravel ni Robs. Pero aside from love, syempre hindi siya basta-bastang decision, ano.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from Robs having to leave family sa US and come here knowing no one except you.
Yeah.
Mahirap 'yon at syempre adjustment for both of you. Ano yung mga pinaghandaan nyo? Lalo ikaw, you have to accept him to come here at syempre live a life with you. Meron ka bang mga naging paghahanda sa pagdating niya?
Parang wala naman kasi we were already talking and planning before he came here or before he moved here. So yeah, I think we just thought about the visa for partner visa kasi kailangan niya mag-apply for partner visa dito para maging permanent resident here in Australia. So challenge that we had when he came here.
Mm-mm.
Yes. Yeah.
Oo. Pero syempre yung relationship ninyo, kumbaga iba yung long distance na nagsimula at yung magkasama na kayo together in one roof, sabi nga ano. Meron bang pagbabago in terms of yung mga ginagawa ninyo everyday? Siyempre, meron kang yung mga ginagawa mo na before he even moved to Australia.
Well, yung nga sabi ko sa kanya, sa kanya before na wala talagang nagbago as in. Kasi when we were in long distance relationship, like, we commit our time, quality time. So, kung ano man yung ginagawa ko before na magkalayo kami, ganun pa rin yung ginagawa ko sa ngayon. Ang difference lang is, andito siya sa beside me. Yes. So,
a lot of our habits and rituals that we have now in person, just, yeah, translates, and it's so nice to now finally do that while physically being literally next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, prayer. We pray every evening. We wake up and we make sure we greet each other. We prepare our lunches for each other. You know, I think those little things are new,
mm-hmm.
but I think the feeling is still the same. It's always been there, even through digital means. And I guess you could say that it's almost amazing that the technology and the ability to kind of be able to translate those things from online into person, in person, is sort of something of a, I guess, a magical thing in the 21st century. So yeah, little things have been new,
just little things.
But I think the big important things have stood the test of time so far.
But did you leave anything in the US? Because I'm assuming that you were doing work there, and syempre, you have to adjust here, find your own footing as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is difficult to leave a lot of the people you grew up with, close friends, best friends, family, to leave them. But I think what I'm also very appreciative of is the closeness I have with all of them back home. And shout out to Bayside Queens, if you're listening to this, all the homies back home. I miss you guys. But the thing that I'm very confident in, even with all the distance, is I guess I'm at an age where I've solidified who's close to me, like emotionally and spiritually. And I think that that has helped me with the transition of knowing that no matter how far away I go, I will always have the close ones near and dear to me within my heart. I truly mean that. And it is hard. It is difficult. I'm not saying it's an easy thing or that it's something that you don't consider, but I very much consider that when deciding to move and be with my partner. So.
At syempre, isang sabi niya ay addition ka sa Filipino community, especially sa Brisbane, dahil of your talent, you're into photography, videography.
Yes, I'm a photographer. And something that of as being a photographer, I think, my job, I guess you could say on paper, is to take photos.
Mm.
Pero ang real job is to notice things and to see myself in other people. That's, I think, to me, that is actually the core of how I do my work. It's almost my philosophy of how I connect with people and others. And with the Filipino community, especially in Brisbane and in Queensland, I've been using this medium of mine, this tool, to learn about not only other people and Australians, but about other Filipinos and Filipinos specifically in Australia. And something that I'm noticing is that I feel that the Filipino community is a bit spread out across Queensland. Mm-hmm. That's just my, my interpretation of it so far since I've been here. So something of a, I guess, side quest, I guess you could say, side mission, is to learn as much about Filipinos, especially in Australia and particularly in Queensland, as much as I possibly can, to understand where are the opportunities to elevate and bring our culture to more of the forefront in Australian cultures. And that's how we met you, Annalyn, at the Bayanihan Festival in Logan, Queensland, just super close to Brisbane. And we met you there, and we met all sorts of Filipinos from all over. And that was so great to see so many Filipinos gathered in such a communal way to celebrate our culture and our independence. Very fortunate to meet people like you. And
I know you mentioned off-air that your family, or at least your cousin, is very active in the Filipino community.
Yes.
Where you are from, Queens, New York.
Yes.
In the U.S. Have you seen any similarities or differences between the diaspora in the U.S. and here in Australia?
Yes. My cousin, Kimberly Kamara, she's a co-owner and founder alongside her partner, Kevin Borgia, in Queens, New York. They have a bakery known as Kora, K-O-R-A, in Queens. And yeah, I love them so much. And I think some of the similarities I see is that their willingness and their determination to put Filipino culture and flavors on a stage that helps people build awareness for our culture is something I see similarly here. I see these businesses creating their own versions of Filipino cuisine, their own versions of Filipino pastries and food, and bringing that to the forefront of Australian culture. And I see that at the Bayanihan Festival. I see that as I meet other Filipinos and their businesses. And so I think that no matter where you are in the world, I think it is our duty, really, as Filipinos, to spread our culture and spread our identity through our food is something of a very commonality I see across the diaspora.
Yeah.
Ikaw, Gwen, how long have you been living in Brisbane?
I've been living, I think, since 2014. Mm. So maybe mga 12 years. Yeah. Na. Yeah.
So were you active prior to this year with the Filipino community on dahil kay Rob's?
No, because of Rob, his influence. Yeah. Since I moved from Philippines to Australia, because I was busy like studying, I studied here for 2 years to become a registered nurse. And then that's my pathway to my permanent residency, mm-hmm. and I became a citizen. And then I've been always busy with work and no, you know, no outside events or something. I've attended once the Filipino festival in Brisbane before, but that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But when Robs was here, because he really wants to meet Filipinos, that's when I, you know,
I realized na marami
pa lang Filipinos. And then there's a community, especially in Logan.
Yeah.
Is that Logan? Or? Yeah, Logan. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because I live in the north side of Brisbane, but I observed that there's heaps of Filipino in the south side. But I wanted, parang sabi nga ni Rob, na parang kalat ang mga Filipinos sa Queensland.
Because we're everywhere anyway.
Yeah.
Now that you've started to see and engage with the Filipino community, nakikita mo ba yung importance of being active and being involved sa mga community events?
Yes, I do. I just realized na importanteng mag-reconnect ka sa culture mo. Mm. Especially, I have a daughter that I raised here in Australia, and minsan nakakalimutan na nila ang Filipino culture.
Mm-mm.
And especially, they don't speak Tagalog na, but they can understand. But they also doesn't speak our own language. Even me as an Ilocana, I am fluent with Ilocano and Tagalog, but my daughter cannot speak Ilocano at all or Tagalog minsan. So yeah, it is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yung mga pagkain din natin,
yeah.
Right?
Number one, I really
miss Filipino food. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sa'yo bilang mother, na mention mo na you have a daughter, ano? Gaano ka importante sa'yo na maipagpatuloy mo yung culture natin, hindi man siya nakakapagsalita ng Ilocano,
mm-hmm.
pero yung alam niya, yung pinagmulan,
yes.
at syempre yung pinanggalingan mo bilang nanay
yeah.
niya.
Well, I used to teach my kid like you have to reconnect with your roots, first mm-hmm. of all, your family in the Philippines. That's why we always go home to the Philippines every year.
Mm.
I make sure that my connection pa rin siya sa giling bansa natin, which makes us like stronger, as a stronger tie mm-hmm. to each other. And also, sa pagluluto na lang din. So I cook Filipino food at home, and she loves Filipino food like adobo, tinola, bulalo, cornilaga. So yeah, it's really important.
Ikaw ba, Rob, growing up sa Queens, New York, were you sobrang active ka ba sa Filipino community, or how was it with your family in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think our ties to the Filipino community in Queens are very strong. I went to school and attended church in places where they had a Filipino chapter in the actual Catholic church there. And so I was always surrounded by Filipinos growing up. I think it wasn't until much later in life where, you know, I went to school in areas where we didn't have many Filipinos, where I realized, like, oh, this isn't actually a common thing. I think it's a real blessing to be able to be surrounded by Filipinos when you're young, and to have that sort of influence and to have that be a part of how you grow up. And I think that's been important. Yeah, I think that's an important thing to be exposed to when you're younger, especially.
Were you frequenting the Philippines before?
Yeah, I think I would say we went back home to the Philippines every 5 years or so. I know that depends. It could be considered frequent or not frequent.
Yeah.
I think Philippines obviously is far from Queens, New York, and it can be kind of difficult to go home as often, maybe as yearly as you're mm-hmm. able to from here to, you know, mas malapit ng Australia
and the Philippines.
So, Philippines. So for us, I think every 5 years on average would be when we got to visit home, and those mm-hmm. are always such great memories. And times and very fortunate times to be able to go home and see more of the family.
So do you go to Batangas or to Ifugao?
More times we go to Batangas kasi mas malapit sa Manila, mas malapit sa airport. So we do go see my mother's side of the family more in Batangas. But yeah, we do get to see sometimes go to up to Ifugao. It's quite far and more difficult to get to, but yeah.
So what's one thing na very Filipino sa'yo?
What? Oh my God! Oh, I love to dance. That's definitely my. I think I got that gene for sure. I've been dancing since I was 17 years old. I've been in charge and managed different dance teams and different dance crews. I've used to have a dance studio back in New York City for 13 years with my best friends. And yeah, I think I got that. I got that gene.
Dapat pag sample magsa-sample ka kaya sample, medyo makakat tayo sa ano eh sa camera.
But, sure.
Yeah.
Happy to if you play some music. Yeah.
Bukod dun sa pagiging artistic through dance, ano yung ugaling Pilipino na you would want your own children to learn and continue on?
Yeah, I think in terms of very specifically Filipino, I know there's a concept in Filipino culture called kapwa, right? Meaning to see yourself in the other or in another person. I think that is one very important piece of Filipino identity that I would love to pass on to the next generation for me, because that's the thing that I take as my own personal philosophy when I meet others, right, through my photography work or just in general. I always try to see myself in the other person, and particularly obviously the good qualities, right? Like I look for positivity, I look for confidence in others, because I think those are the things that I would define myself as. And it's important for me to have that for myself, but also to pass that on to my next of kin and to her daughter and to my stepdaughter, right? So, yeah, that to me is a very Filipino thing that I would love. And of course, you know, whatever talents that you get from the gene pool, I guess, are important too. But that in particular is always something that has been a big philosophy of mine, a big part of who I am.
Ikaw, Gwen.
Yeah, ako, respeto. Like, gusto ko parang i-keep yung mano po na culture.
Tradition, yeah.
Yeah, na tradition natin. Like, bless sa mga matatanda. And also, yung resilience ba ng pagiging Pinoy? Mm-hmm. Kahit nahihirapan na tayo, masaya pa din tayo. And then, go pa rin. Yeah. So, that's the thing, yeah.
So, nasa bandang dulo na tayo ng ating interview. Mm-hmm. So, you are taking your relationship into the next level, I'm assuming, because moving ten thousands of miles away from home at living in Australia. So, ito na yung path that you want to take, Robs, with Gwen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, like I mentioned, it is a blessing to be able to live out my dreams here, to be overseas. Mm-hmm. I think because her and I are so rooted in spirituality with God, I know that anything is possible with God. I know that her and I, see our future together, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm excited to spend my life with my best friend, to share that with my best friend. I think moments like yesterday, going through tough times like that together, are such a strong signal to me that things will be okay no matter what challenges may come our way, especially as I start my new life here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. I know that for sure is part of the plan. And whatever that means, that I know God will take care of himself.
Sayo, Gwen, having your daughter and having a chance sa love again.
Yeah.
Ano yung lessons sa mga pinagdaanan mo that you would like to share sa mga asa to find their one?
Yeah. Ang lesson number one is do not find the one. Kusa siyang darating sa'yo. And do not rush at all. Kasi kung may nakadestine naman sa inyo na person, meron darating para sa'yo. Yeah. That's the only lesson that...
Ikaw, Robs, do you advise people from across overseas to find someone? Or what's your take on in finding the one?
I have to agree. There is no the one. Mm-hmm. I've been through relationships all through my life, and there is no one. I think there is only you and who you are in the moment. That is how you find the person in the moment and the time that you're supposed to be with that particular person. I think it comes from a long line of struggling with who you are, struggling with yourself to finally understand who you are. So I think for me personally, to be able to find this relationship in the time that it happened was a combination of a lot of growth, a lot of struggle with who I was and where I came from, a lot of hard lessons to have learned. And that growth, honestly, is the big reason why I think I am who I am today. And because of who I am, I have been nothing but authentic and genuine in every way I've communicated who I am to Guinevere. And so I think because of that complete honesty and authenticity, I think that's all she had to see for her to make her own decisions. You know, I can't control any of that. And so I think that is the big takeaway and the big advice for anyone who is looking for the one. There's no one. I truly believe that there is only just how you reflect yourself, that it becomes the mirror for how you find love, for how you find love with yourself, and that is translated in who you end up being with. I genuinely believe that
love will find its way to you.
But do you think that you have to put an effort to it?
I think you have to put a lot of effort into yourself and to figure out who you are first and foremost, and then it will almost, it might sound cliche, but it finds its way to you, just like Guinevere was saying. Because you have put in the time, you put in the dedication to becoming the best version of yourself, that is almost the reward, is that you now, I look at it as like, I've worked on myself and I've gone through the trials and tribulations of what it means to grow up in this world. And I think it came to a point where God was like, all right, it's time to upgrade now, something along those lines. And I never thought I would meet someone as kind, as someone as amazing, someone as intelligent as Guinevere. And to have this blessing in my life, I genuinely believe it was like this sign from God just being like, all right, man, you finally like overcame some things. You finally put in the time and the hard work. And this is almost like the next progression of your story, of your life, is to now partner up with somebody and do more and take on more and have and take that blessing into the next chapter of your life.
Yeah.
Can we end in answering, what are you thankful for?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Funny enough, we ask this every single night. Every single night. We ask each other, what are you grateful for?
Yeah.
Right, Kieta?
Yeah. Shout out to the daughter.
So this question is definitely a good way to end the... Yeah. Wow. Would you like...
For me, I'm just thankful to be alive and to live in the present moment, because I had an experience before 2 years ago that I encountered mental health breakdown. Like I had like a bit of depression and anxiety. And I am always worried what's in the future. So I just learned that you have to just live and not just survive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm thankful to God that I'm alive. Yeah.
I would have to say I'm really thankful for all the struggles. In theme of kind of this conversation today, talking about our challenges, talking about our struggles, I really truly believe that your life is actually a combination of everything you've been through, and that really does mean like, what sort of challenges have been put forth in your life? How do you handle them? How do you overcome them? That is what defines you, not the challenge itself, but how you overcome it. Mm-hmm. So I'm very grateful for every single challenge that has come my way, because it has literally shaped my entire life, and my entire identity is through those challenges.
Thank you so much, Robs and Gwen, for sharing your story. At sana sa mga nakikinig sa atin at nanonood, they are able to learn a lesson or two, at syempre makapagkunan nila ng inspirasyon to be grateful sa mga pinagdadaanan at syempre dun sa mga success na meron tayo. Salamat po sa inyong pakikinig dito sa SBS Filipino. Annalyn Villata, inyong nakasama.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito?
Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.